This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information on how to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Childhood by Leo Tolstoy. Chapter 22. Mazurkin. Afterwards, the same man formed one of the first couple in the Mazurka. He sprang to his feet, took his partner's hand, and then, instead of executing the counterpass, between the empires, led him forward. When he arrived at the corner of the room, turning his heel, his hand made the spring, sliding back again. Mazurka came to an end, and already some of the guests were saying goodbye to Grandma. She was evidently tired, yet she assured them that she felt vexed at their early departure. Servants were riding about with plates and trays among the dancers, and musicians were carelessly playing the same tune for about the 13th time in succession. In memory, I had danced with you before, and was just about to join another mazurka, caught sight of me, and, with a kindly smile, led me to Sineshka and one of the innumerable Konnikov princesses, at the same time asking me, Rose or Horley. "Ah, so it's you," said Grandma, as she turned in the armchair. "Go and dance then, my boy." Though I would fain have taken refuge behind the armchair, rather than leave the shelter, I could not refuse. So I got up, said, "Rose," and looked at Sineshka. Before I had time to realize it, her hand in a white glove laid itself on mine, and the Kornikov girl stepped forth with a pleased smile and evidently no suspicion that I was ignorant of the steps of the dance. I only knew that the contrabass, the only figure that which I had been taught, would be out of place. However, the strains of the mazurka falling upon my ears and imparting their usual impulse to my discipline, which in their turn imparted their usual impulses to my feet, I involuntarily, and to the amazement of the spectators, began executing on tiptoe the soul and fatal pas which I had been taught. So long as we went straight ahead, I kept very right. But when it came to turning, I saw that I must make preparations to arrest my course. Accordingly, to avoid any appearance of awkwardness, I stopped short, with the intention of indicating the wheelboat, which I had seen the young man who promised to meet me. Unfortunately, just as I had divided my feet and prepared to make a spring, the Princess Kornikov looked sharply round at my legs with such an expression of stupefied amazement and curiosity that the glance I gave me. Instead of continuing to dance, I remained moving my legs up and down in the same spot, in a sort of extraordinary fashion which bore no relation whatever either to form or rhythm. At last I stopped altogether. Everyone was looking at me. Some with curiosity, not